You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Addiction and gambling has always been a major problem in our world today. But what happens when gambling starts to reach our online spaces? New Zealand Lotteries have recently launched an add-on to their gambling app, allowing them to sell instant Kiwi products to consumers. The problem is, gambling is now accessible to anyone of any age at any time. I spoke to Anthony Hawke from Hapai Te Hauroa about the issues faced with online gambling.
To understand the distinction,
Rewire. Well, I think the risk is that Lotto in general has achieved full saturation of our physical environments. It's not only a Lotto shop, but it's also in dairies, it's in service stations, it's in supermarkets. So they already have, they've already normalised Lotto gambling products across our physical environment, and now they start to invade our personal space through virtual technology. So are we as a country okay with that?
Yeah, I fully understand what you mean. And there's this whole aspect of it causing us to be involved with this whole isolation aspect, because we're not going out to do that one-on-one gambling. It's just at home by yourself. Could you just talk me through the issues that come with the whole isolation aspect?
Oh yeah, I mean, addiction and mental health are things that are exacerbated by isolation. So why would you make products that encourage isolation? I mean, having a relationship with a machine through the pokies or having a relationship with your app is not conducive of being a supportive environment that would minimise and prevent gambling-related harm or mental health issues. We wouldn't ask Mental Health Foundation to try and do their work within isolation. It takes communities, it takes connectivity to address some of these addictions and mental health issues.
So in 2015 and 16, the Lotteries Commission made an annual expenditure of $437 million. They're making a lot of money out of gambling addictions. Do you think that this is a big problem?
This is probably one of the biggest problems, because you're addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to gambling. Our entire society is obsessed with the money that is generated through these harmful forms of funding generation. So when we have a social discussion about how we rape some of our most vulnerable and low socioeconomic communities for their money, then we can have a discussion about what we can do about it. Like, I mean, we're all addicted to the funding. So Lotto as a company is just reacting to the obsession of our society.
Do you feel that this is only going to continue with the release of this new online product?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just have to also state, Lotto has done something to safety measures for the consumer. So you can set a limit if you choose to. So they've made a step to make sure that they've been seen to minimise the harm that's caused by their products. But it's the saturation of our virtual environments. In every home, in every pocket of every child in our country, where was the discussion about whether that was going to be okay? I remember having that, and I work in the industry.
Yeah, and there's also that aspect that, considering that this is online and anyone can access it, that becomes another issue in itself, right? Do you think that this could be a growing concern later on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's something that we need to address as a society. I mean, Lotto, as a company, has as a mission, and you know, it's basically to encourage more people to spend less more often. So, you know, what does that mean? You want us to spend less, but you want us to spend it more often. So it's only natural that it would start moving into this online space where you spend most of your time, you know, by yourself with your phone or at home with your phone. So the strategy is perfect. It's, you know, it's quite transparent, but it's up to us as society to kind of to determine whether that's going to be okay, and I would suggest that that's not okay. I mean, we should really be making a stance. We profess to be one of the largest growing tech industries in the world, but here we are using quite an archaic way of creating funding. You know, we have a burgeoning angel fund network and all of this on this Pledge Me platform technology that's out there in the world that gathers money in an appropriate and less harmful way. But yet New Zealand uses this quite archaic way of creating money, fundraising, for getting some of our poorest communities and people with mental health issues and addiction issues to fund it.
So do you think that these companies, for example, Lotto, they are aware that they're doing this?
Well, they have an app and you have to create an account. So I would probably, if I was you, contact Lotto and say, can I have access to some of that data? Surely by now, if you're collecting this data, you've been able to put out more products because you would have researched it. Where's the evidence to suggest how you are minimising gambling harm by using your data? Because they know how much money people spend. I've never seen any data that suggests that they've given to the gambling and to the problem gambling sector like us to help us to minimise the harm that their products create. So if we're not doing it for them, how are they doing it for themselves?
Do you feel that companies like Lotto also understand the fact that, considering that it's accessible for everyone, there's also those long-term effects that relate to mental health? Do you feel that they understand that as well, or are they just literally going by every day the same thing?
I would suggest that the data that they collect would be based on number. You join up to one of their accounts, you'd get a number, so they'll know how much money you spend, and given their motto is spend less more often, I think that they use that data to find ways of people spending more often. But you should be able to also calculate what type of harm that's doing, because you would also get to know patterns. So you would have to, I don't know if you have to sign up to an address, but there might be some data in there that helps them to understand what other parts of the community they live in, whether they live in rich areas or poor areas or areas of high gambling-related harm, and do some correlation between that.
Do you think that gambling as itself, especially with the new online products being available to us, do you think that we could have greater concerns for mental health later on?
Absolutely. I mean, New Zealand as a culture, whether it be Māori or New Zealander, thrives and bases their well-being on the connectivity. I mean, we have this ridiculous 2 degrees of separation in New Zealand. We are connected. Products online, products that you do in privacy and all of that stuff, that harm that can be done in privacy, works against how we connect and stay healthy. So, I mean, we should be encouraging ways. There's nothing to stop the industry from going out and finding ways that they can do more to prevent gambling-related harm whilst also collecting this money, but it doesn't seem like they do that. They just find ways of collecting more money.
So what are ways that we can prevent this from happening? Obviously, gambling is a problem in itself, and there's companies that are organising this so it keeps happening. But what are ways we can deal with it to stop people from falling into it? Is there ways of doing that or not?
There's the Health Promotion Agency runs the health campaigns for the governments, and they control the choice not chance messaging. Stronger education, stronger awareness of some of the harms, strongest awareness of some of the triggers that make you play these games, stronger awareness of what our children are looking at and what content our children are exposed to. I mean, you can also go onto the Hoyts website, for instance, and sign up to a competition, but for some reason you have to go through all these other processes, and all those other processes are asking you questions about what type of gambling you're doing online and introducing you to gambling products. Now that's coming through the movies website. That's got nothing to do with gambling. So you have to be aware as a society just how insidious the gambling industry is in their marketing campaigns to get us to normalise their products.
Is there any further comment you want to make?
We've developed an obsession with the funding, so it's not actually the gambler's issue. Don't put the onus on the person who has the mental health issue or the addiction. The onus should be on us as a healthy population to make a socially responsive call that we are not okay with this type of gambling being handed out to our children, people at most risk. That should be the take-home message. And the other one is Lotto have done lots to create data and research that supports this direction. Where's the data and research? How are they collecting it? And what are they seeing as far as identifying problem gamblers and using their Lotto product?
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.